Hi, friend. You're listening to The Alchemy of the Human Experience, and my name is Giselle Beaumé. And in this podcast, we talk about all things mind, body, and spirit wellness with a strong emphasis on the spirit. I'm so glad you're here. Let's get right into this episode. So how do you cultivate the ability to really understand your intuition, to not be so confused? Your intuition can lead the path, but it will require you to know how to listen to your intuition, to know the difference between your ego and your intuition, the difference between your fears and your intuition, the difference between doubts and your intuition. So your intuition is that inner voice. One big differentiator between intuition, anxiety, limited beliefs, fears, and doubts. Think about your intuition as a quiet whisper. It comes in softly. It's immediate. It is always immediate, and it comes in softly, and it is right away. It is not loud. It is not screaming at you. It comes in softly. And immediately is usually right away that you receive guidance from your intuition. Whatever you're having to make any sort of decision, you're meeting somebody, or you're taking some sort of action. Anxiety comes after. Fears comes after. Doubts come after. Intuition is a quiet whisper. It comes in right away. Everything else comes after. Intuition, you can feel it in your body. So it's being able to understand the sensations in your body and if they are expansive or if they're constricting, if they're saying yes or they're saying no, if they're feeling good or if they're giving you some pause. Feeling into the sensations, becoming familiar with the sensations. Notice your sensations, for example, when you're doing something you love or when you're with someone you love. Notice your sensations when you're about to do something that you're doubtful about or that you have fear about it. Notice those sensations. Get familiar with what's happening in your body at different times of your life so that you become aware of when your intuition is saying yes and when your intuition is going, no. So you know that it's immediate. You know that it's a quiet whisper. You know that you can feel it in your body. So what helps you listen to that when you're getting to know your intuition? Things like meditation, moments of stillness, quiet times in nature, creative work where you're in silence doing creative work. Because it is that quiet whisper, if there's a lot of stimulation coming in, sometimes it can feel hard to listen to your intuition. You can still definitely receive intuition despite what's happening around you. But when you're learning how to connect with your intuition, you want to cultivate practices that allow you to be more still. And when you have moments where you're like, is it fear? Is it doubts? Or is it my intuition? Because that's probably going to happen even when you're in touch with your intuition. Wait and connect more to your body. Be more in stillness. Bring up that decision or that person or that thing or that action at moments of stillness. Think about it and then see what comes first and feel into the sensations of your body. You don't need to make decisions very fast. You can wait to make a decision until you hear closely from your intuition. That's okay. Think of your intuition as the connector between your human experience and the greater consciousness. It has endless wisdom for you. It has everything that you need. And when you make decisions, when you take actions, when you are guided by your intuition, because it only seeks what is good for you, it will lead you to your ideal love, to the money you desire, to the kind of business you want to build, and to anything else that you aspire to in your life. You can be led by intuition to your greatness. I know 100% that you will cultivate that relationship with your intuition. You will become closer to it. You will know how to listen to it, and your life will become majestic. Thank you so much for being here with me. If this was helpful to you, please leave a 5-star review. And you can contact me anytime that you desire. I will put my contact links on the show notes. And until next time, my friend, be well.